Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We're back for Caravan of Garbage, where we talk about some stuff, don't we?
You better believe we talk about some stuff.
And people leave a like.
You better believe they're going to leave a like.
Some people will think it's too early in the video to leave a like.
Idiots. And cowards.
I agree. Anyways, this week.
Believe in yourself. Push, smash that like button. You know what I mean?
Boom, bam.
Bam.
You're Alakazam.
You're a hero.
Yeah. So much of the Star Wars fandom, you probably know this, Mason, it's centered around, where's Ahsoka? You know what I mean?
It's
people screaming it.
She's a real Wally/Waldo of the Star Wars universe.
Agreed,
you know what I mean?
Agreed. Thank you for doing the international references for that.
International conversion, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
So when the Clone Wars came back, a lot of questions. Where's Ahsoka Tano? In The Mandalorian. People screaming it all day.
Where's Ahsoka Tano?
Exactly. Of course, with Star Wars Rebels, there was the inevitability. Well, there was. People were like, where was she?
James, I'll field this one. Or Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah, which is in this episode, or two episodes that we're looking at today. And previous ones from the
series.
For sure.
First of all, I would like to say, of all the Star Wars extended universe, expanded media, etc. crap that you have insisted that I watch with no context,
yes.
I think I enjoyed this the most.
Really?
But speaking of Ahsoka Tano, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
What's going on with her head? Is that hair? Is it tentacles? Is it some sort of sack filled with pus?
I think
does Dr. Pimple Popper want to get in there and just really go to town?
Ben, don't put that in. I think it's part of her head. It's like Twi'leks have the, or Twi'leks, whatever you want to call them.
Do you think that affects her center of gravity? Do you think it makes her a better Jedi or a worse
Jedi?
Probably
all brains. There's definitely an answer. And people will tell us.
Good.
But Ben will flash up the Wikipedia.
Nice.
So We know. These two episodes, Twilight of the Apprentice, mm-hmm. They focus on going to Malachor. They're sent there from Yoda. That's like a Sith homeworld where they're loving doing some evil stuff.
They really
they're
are,
building
yeah.
some temples. They've got some lightning doors. And you know what they're up to.
Not just temples, but temples/battle stations, which I think is...
Yeah,
you know,
that's funny. Exactly. That temple was actually one of Ralph McQuarrie's early ideas for the Yavin 4 temple.
Oh.
You can see a bit of that because it's almost got like that kind of hang. You know, a bit at the bottom where you could fly an X-Wing
Or
in this case, a TIE Advanced. That's I know right. my TIE Fighters. Don't even worry about it, mate. TIE Interceptor, TIE Bomber, the one from Rebel Assault.
Mm-hmm. These are also the names of Thai restaurants. You know how they love a pun. They love a pun name.
They certainly
I love going to Thai Interceptor, getting some pad CU.
So I'm really kind of surprised that you like this as much as you did because I feel like there's not a lot of context given for the series.
James, I figured it out. You've got your three fun amigos. You've got Ahsoka Tano.
Yep.
You've got Sugar Ray Soul Patch. You've got...
Kanan Jarrus.
You've got Lightside Lord Farquaad. Now, that's supposed to be a kid, right? Not a small man.
As a kid, yes.
Okay, I was a little bit confused, but I figured it out eventually. But then three amigos, they're all working together.
Yep.
And I think they're Couple of Jedi's and a Jedi apprentice, yep. maybe, and they're on the run, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So they're basically it's the formative years of the rebellion.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? It's coming together. It's probably at this point, you know, 3 or 4 years off. You know, A New Hope, maybe mm-hmm. a bit less.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the exact timeline. Here it is. It's on the screen.
It is.
You can look at
from Wikipedia.
It. Yeah,
there
from
it is,
Wikipedia.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I thought also that you might come at this just being like this is just running around a pyramid while bad guys helicopter in and out. Which there is a lot of.
Yep, there sure is.
But I feel like the finale of this is very strong.
Which, I think so
which,
too,
which
yeah.
Which we will get to.
And I think that was good. I feel like this, for me, this sort of, these felt like proper Star Wars characters and not like weird caricatures or like whiny babies or,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Little Lord Farquaad was a whiny baby of sorts, but.
That's in the tradition of.
In the tradition of, exactly. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I hear what mm-hmm. you're saying, yeah. Also, I think one of the reasons why people, you know, generally like Rebels and Clone Wars is because they use lines like, there's always a bit of truth in legends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
right,
it's
yeah.
like, we see you fans of the franchise.
That's right.
I mean, to be fair, this was also 2016 before.
Wow, that's really The Force Unleashed. Like, I've never seen it.
I've got a fun fact about that, actually.
Uh-huh.
So Starkiller from that series of games was actually going to be one of the Inquisitors at one point.
Uh-huh.
They were going to bring in Sam Witwer to reprise the role. He actually voices Darth Maul.
Yeah.
In this. Mm-hmm. He took over from Peter Serafina, Witch. Yeah, yeah. Who voiced him in the movies. But here's a question I had for you, though.
Go on.
So Darth Maul rolls up in this. Mm-hmm. There was kind of hints towards that maybe he was going to show up. It was probably in a trailer or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But how long did it take you to twig that this was Darth Maul?
Instantly. Because it's not going to be nobody, is it?
Yeah.
And who's left?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not going to be Darth Vader.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is later.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
It's later, it's Vader, but yeah.
Who's it going to be? Count Dooku? Oh,
I wish, mate, I wish. Right? But also, you've got to remember that this was a big deal at the time because he disappeared in the Clone Wars because it was abruptly cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like some comics and things that happened in between. And this is like his big reappearance.
Yeah, right.
And even though we've gotten Solo, which is in between this, where, you know, we also see that he's a big crime lord and whatever, we don't really know how he got here.
Yeah.
Like, he mentions that he crash-landed here or whatever.
Probably a spaceship then.
Probably a spaceship then.
I mean, if I'm putting all the clues together, I'd say probably he crash-landed on a spaceship.
Yeah. A TIE fighter of sorts. Name a different TIE fighter.
Thai food truck.
It's got the wings on the side. Yeah.
But here's the twist. It sells tacos.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
No wonder this guy was marooned here. He's an animal. He's an absolute monster. But I like also, and this was done intentionally because there's even some lines that parallel it. He Yodas it. Like, he's like, I'm just a frail old man.
Yeah,
for sure. But I'm going to teach you how to use the Force or whatever, you know, and that kind of thing.
I've just got a regular walking stick. Don't ignore the top half that looks a bit sus and it's got buttons and it's got a kind of crystalline rattle to it.
You hold it up to your ear and it hums
even
when it's off.
Because I'm a lightsaber.
And he's doing a voice.
Lightsaber noises.
But he's doing a voice, you know what I mean? He's doing like an old man voice. So this episode and others hint towards, like, he's going to take over as Ezra Bridges, like, master, you know what I mean? And he's going to go towards the dark side. And I think I was a little disappointed in this series, which I like on the whole, by the way, that never quite fully goes down that road. And I know it is a kid's show or whatever, but they never really kind of commit to that idea.
I mean, there are some fairly grisly deaths in this,
this
episode.
Remember the bit
it cuts away, but you're like, that lady definitely got her head cut off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's like there's the fun helicopter death where the helicopter's not working.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's like, my helicopter, it's not working.
Right.
Here's a question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I love throwing questions your way and seeing, just think on your feet.
Okay.
These aren't math questions. It's going to be all right, though, just so
I
you
don't
know. Yeah. So I know famously Steel Saunders from the Steel Wars podcast and YouTube channel.
That's right.
He doesn't like all the trick lightsabers, including these specifically.
Right. Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? Like, do you want just your traditional, like it's just a blade and it does what it does?
Look, I think I like these in small doses.
Yeah.
I think if there was a scene where like 100 of them show up, Apocalypse Now style.
Sure.
I'd be against it, I think. But I guess, you know, it's a novelty and also most of them died, so
yeah,
they're going to give them up eventually.
I also think I look at it from the perspective of they're not like proper Sith. They need a gimmick.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you really saw this in this, but Ezra's lightsaber's got a little...
It's got a gun,
it's got a
right?
little gun in it.
I figured, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they change that because it gets smashed because Darth Vader's like...
Did he build that himself?
I think he did, yeah. Oh. I believe he did, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Also, I'd love to see what other aspects you can do with that helicopter lightsaber. Can you power a speedboat with it?
Can you power
put it in the water? Blah, 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 blah.
I got to fizzle out.
Maybe.
I think there's a special thing. We've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
That fish tentacle guy invented, so they work underwater. Like, mostly they don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Put a little oxygen tank on
here's
it.
Here's the Wikipedia about it.
Yeah, nice.
You can bloody love it, mate. I liked, I don't know whether this was intentional, but this is how I interpreted it. So to get through into the temple, because Darth Maul has just been waiting for somebody to open some doors with him.
Sure, yeah.
You got to go through. You got to do it together, work together, and open a series of doors.
Yes.
And there's a point where Ezra's like, how many fucking doors are there in this place? And I feel like that's a very kind of Sith thing to get annoyed to
the
point.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah.
Like it just breaks you down. Yep. Like you think you're getting closer and closer, but it's like, God damn it. Is there 8 doors? Is there 100 doors?
Yeah. And if I were Darth Maul, I would have like really exacerbated that. I would have been like, yeah, the next door is definitely the last one. Oh, wait, there's another door. Well, I think I miscounted. This is definitely the last one. Oh, another door.
So there was also going to be in this series of episodes, there was going to be a Darth Maul, Darth Vader confrontation.
Yeah, right.
There's still room in the canon, even though both of those characters are dead, to make that happen. It happens in a comic where Darth Vader fights a clone of Darth Maul and he stabs himself through his chest to kill him or something.
Yeah, right.
Here's the Wikipedia on it. But
but you're right, because they're both former Palpatine apprentices, right?
There was even originally a line where Ahsoka, prior to this episode, she'd kind of figured out who he was, but she wanted kind of confirmation that it was Anakin.
Yeah, right.
She's like, who do you think this is? Uh-huh. Or something like that. And he says, well, he's who I was supposed to be. So much of the Darth Maul character is informed by, I'm not supposed to be stranded on this planet. I'm not supposed to be like some weird like crime lord or whatever. He's not supposed to be doing that. So he's always kind of carrying that around.
Oh,
with
he's got a real chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And no legs.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
They were originally going to have that fight, which I think also I'm kind of glad they didn't, because they're in different leagues. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though Vader's like very injured, but I mean, so is Maul. The no leg situation. Yeah, sure. He's got that bloody chip on his shoulder, am I right?
And Vader's got no legs and one arm? No arms.
No
Zero
arms.
No arms. Okay.
Yeah, he's all burnt up.
Chest infection.
He's
all burnt up.
He's a crisp boy. But goddamn, when he comes down on the Tie Advanced.
Yeah.
That's a great looking shot.
Yeah. I did wonder, though.
How's he controlling it?
How'd he set that up?
The Force Mason.
Probably the Force,
What
yeah.
do you think he used?
Yeah.
The engine's probably not even on.
Yeah, maybe.
He's floating it down, mate.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you've also posited the theory before, or you wonder aloud. Can anybody fly in Star Wars? I mean, minus the lights.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sabers that spin quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But why can't you just zip yourself
around? If you've got the Force, why can't you lift yourself? You can lift a man, chuck him off a cliff.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Lift yourself, chuck yourself off a cliff, you know what I mean?
It's a great question, it's a great mm-hmm. question, yeah. But that fight between Ahsoka and Vader, mm-hmm. I think is really great. Mm. You know, because, you know, obviously he trained her. She's more at his level than, like, anybody else in that room.
One criticism, I think the lightsabers could be wider.
Yeah, they're too thin, aren't
they're
they?
Little thin I've little lightsabers, that, but yeah. besides that, maybe it's some sort of animation thing, like maybe if they're too wide, they get in the frame and you can't...
I think it's a design choice.
Oh, okay, well, you then they've made the wrong choice.
That's all right, I don't mind it. I also like how they got Matt Lanter back to voice Anakin, just, like, very briefly.
Okay.
When you get the reveal of his face. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether... Do you think there's actually some humanity there in him at that point?
I think...
Like, he's a bit vulnerable and he's like, oh, boo, I hate this.
I think Anakin was always a bad guy and everybody made the wrong call. Except for all the Jedi Masters who were like, we should not train this kid at all. We should get rid of him.
We could just throw him off this really tall building we're in.
I think Obi-Wan made the wrong choice.
Well, Obi-Wan didn't make the wrong choice.
Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon made the wrong
Qui-Gon
choice.
Qui-Gon made the
but
wrong choice.
But here's the thing.
Yes.
There's a George Lucas and Dave Filoni kind of theory behind why Anakin went this way. Okay. And it ties into Duel of the Fates, which we hear in
the
this,
music.
Right? The music, yeah. Okay. Well, the name of. Because that fight in itself is actually, it's the fight for Anakin's soul.
Oh.
See, the way that it works is, if Qui-Gon survives that fight,
yes,
he becomes, which, come on. Which, but you know.
He's a bad Jedi. He's bad at his job.
But he would have raised him properly, and he would have also wanted to do it.
Right.
And he's an actual proper father figure.
Okay.
Obi-Wan, though, is not a father figure. He's more like an older brother. And he's like, I don't really want to do this,
yeah,
but I said I'd do it, so I'm just going to have to do it.
Deadbeat dad.
Yeah, it's like when he, yeah, exactly. But it's like when he first, it's like a Party of Five situation.
It's absolutely a Party of Five situation.
Here's
yeah.
the Wikipedia for Party of Five, right, to catch up to speed.
The original, not the reboot. We don't know nothing about the reboot.
Nothing. I mean, here's the Wikipedia.
Here's the side-by-side comparisons. Here's an article that compares the two.
But yeah, he's not supposed to be there. He also doesn't even really like him initially. Because yeah. you know when they...
Because he's fundamentally unlikable.
Yeah, but you know when they first meet as a little kid, when he first hears about
him... He's fundamentally unlikable.
No, but even before he meets him, like Qui-Gon calls it in on his Gillette razor, which he's using as an intercom, right. Which is actually true. Here's the Wikipedia. But he's like, what's this terrible life form you've picked up this time? Because you know they just got Jar Jar. So and when he meets him, he's like, this is Anakin Skywalker, who's like, yeah, hi, whatever.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, fair enough.
Uh-huh.
I don't like him either.
Right.
But what I'm saying is the universe would have been different if Darth Maul didn't kill him.
That is true,
That's the Duel of the Fates, Mason.
Oh, my God, in a way, it's a real Duel of the Fates.
Yeah. Even though I know people will argue with that theory, they're like, that's wrong. But look, George Lucas said it and Dave Filoni said it. So I don't know what to tell you.
Right?
And that's what they said. And I'm saying what they said.
Well, some people would say that it's actually the fans that determine the thing that you said, and it's the opposite of what you said, so you're wrong.
Boo! Most fan involvement in Star Wars ruins it. It makes it worse. It makes it much worse.
James is saying that to our live studio audience, which is...
And they don't like it.
They don't like it. They're booing. But he's booing back.
Boo! Boo to you. Yeah. Why are you booing me? I'm right, meme.
It's,
you know?
It's error. Yeah, we'll put that up. We'll put it up.
Put it up, yeah. Ben will put it up. Ben's putting so many stuff up. He's crushing it, yeah. Yeah, here's a question for you, though.
Go on.
I'm throwing questions your way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens to Ahsoka after this? Because there was a few years...
She fell down that pit or something, and then the whole place exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
a few years where you're like, what? Or a few episodes or seasons where there was like this Ahsoka Lives kind of campaign.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In the show or...
The fandom.
Oh, the fandom, yeah. Okay,
which,
right.
Boo, by the way. Okay. Stay out of it.
Well, then I'm going to say they were perfectly successful. They did the first successful bring back a character campaign and they brought him back.
They were always going to bring her back, but what does happen, and it's towards the end of the series, she's pulled out of this timeline by Ezra,
right.
And they're in that weird nothing dimension.
Tree.
Yeah, they're in the time tree dimension and they're running about. And she finds out what's going to happen, like, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And Darth Vader, because he's about to kill her when it happens.
She's like, Kathleen Kennedy's going to ruin the franchise. I've got to stop her.
That's right.
And every fan cheers.
Every fan, because she got fired,
it's
remember?
Probably,
remember
yep.
she got fired 4 years ago?
Yep.
They're
she's being fired every day.
So there's a moment where you see, like, she gets pulled out of the timeline.
Uh-huh.
And Vader's just like, I don't understand this.
Mm.
Like, you know, this is something I've never come up against.
This is new content for me.
Yeah. But she makes Ezra put her back in that timeline.
Oh.
So she comes back in
right.
after Vader's gone and she makes her way out and then eventually shows up in other things down the line.
Okay, so the fan favorite character was brought back through a weird time travel contrivance that has never been used before or since.
It hasn't really been touched on since. It definitely will be.
Uh-huh.
They probably used it in that Star Wars holiday special, the Lego one, which I haven't watched yet.
Yeah. And they'll probably at some point want to do like a Star Wars movie where they team up everybody.
Oh, my God.
Like, all they'll bring back Qui-Gon and they'll bring back young Obi-Wan will team up with old Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I like that.
That's right.
Can young Qui-Gon team up with old Qui-Gon?
Yeah, and they both fall down a pit.
They skewer each other.
That's right.
They fall down a pit.
Yeah.
I don't really hate Qui-Gon. I don't mind him because he's a lot of him's like, All this Jedi stuff sucks.
Well, no one can hate Qui-Gon as much as Qui-Gon hates Qui-Gon, so...
I think Qui-Gon's a big fan of Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon's in Qui-Gon's corner, mate. Okay, he's got a lot of self-belief. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah. Also, he's right a lot of the time. Not always.
He's not good at being a Jedi, though.
No, he's pretty bad at it. Do you like trivia, Mason?
Yes.
Do you like Star Wars trivia?
I'm not as much, but all right.
Well, this is our famous segment, Star Wars Trivia. We do it
not
every week.
Not as good as regular trivia is what it's called.
That's right. But we do it every week.
That's right.
Star Wars or not. So, fun nod, the Ralph McQuarrie thing. Yes. I said that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was meant to put it in here. It's in here now.
Nice.
Darth Maul has an ear stud in the top of his ear, left ear. That was a Ray Park addition in The Phantom Menace, which carried over.
Huh.
Hanging on to his youth.
Nice. Yeah, cool.
You a big fan of the ear stud?
Not really, no.
Neither, yeah.
No.
I never noticed it
but
before.
But to each their own, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Look like an idiot, Darth Maul. You look like an idiot.
You're not 20 anymore, man. Come on. I mean, maybe you are. I don't know how age works in the Star Wars universe. Maybe you're 20.
Maybe you're younger.
Maybe you're younger than 20. Maybe you're 10 years old. I don't know.
The Seventh Sister is voiced by Sarah Michelle Gellar, who is, of course, married to Freddie Prinze Jr., who voices Kanan Jarrus.
There you go. I'm learning a lot of new information in just that one sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, like Kanan Jarrus, he gets blinded like that... General Ram Kota from the Force Unleashed. Did you ever see that in that game? He's a blind Jedi.
No.
Yeah, it happens in that game and it happens in
As
this.
In the show, yeah, and he puts that on that hockey mask that he had lying around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's the lightsaber crossguard from The Force Awakens,
of
course.
Now, was that... This was
after.
This was after.
I mean, they're all happening... Like, they're all designed at this...
Yeah,
at
yeah,
the same
right,
time,
right,
but
right.
Yeah, yes, yes. But no, after. Apparently also, and this might not be true, but I'm chucking it in here. Maul and Ahsoka hadn't met on screen before this. So, like, canonically they had, because we've since seen the finale of...
She was like, it's you, Darth Maul.
Yeah, exactly.
The old mucker, you know?
Because, you know, when they... We talked about it when they brought back the Clone Wars.
Here's trouble, she said.
Yeah, they have a big battle.
Mm-hmm.
But we hadn't seen that at this point.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So I think that's fun. And the last thing is...
Look what the bloody cat dragged in. It's bloody Darth Maul, isn't it?
I see this stud. You look really cool for 40 or 10. Yeah, we don't know. The voice of the temple is Nika Futterman, who voices Asajj Ventress in the series as well.
Emerge,
she's bald. She's got two lightsabers. She's running about.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, ah! She's always doing a bunch of that.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
I like that character.
Yeah.
So there you go. Do you want to come back to this at some point, do some more Rebels episodes?
Yes.
Do them out of order, do them whenever.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Last episodes, first episode, somewhere in the middle.
Exactly.
Alternate episodes, an odd one and then another odd one.
I'd like to do the old Obi-Wan Kenobi comes back, fights Darth Maul episode.
Okay.
Maybe close to that Obi-Wan series if it ever comes out. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Good.
Make sure people remind us on Twitter then that we said we'd do that.
Okay.
Because we never rewatch anything.
It's true.
Or remember anything. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. When does it happen, Mason?
During our lifetimes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
More specifically, every week, though.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
And
yeah.
We've also got a couple of banks.
I thought you were going to ask what days, and I'm like, I don't know what days.
Tuesday, Mason.
Okay, cool, great.
Yeah. But also, we've got a few banked in case one of us dies. So
you're going to have
2 weeks of extra content if one of us dies. They're not our best episodes. That's why we haven't put them out. But don't you even worry about them, mate.
Mm.
They're on a hard drive somewhere. I'm going to give it, on my deathbed, I'll give it to my wife, Claire. Make sure give this to Ben to edit. Do you want to say goodbye to your kids? Yeah. But listen.
Ben's gonna have some great ideas for this. It's gonna be great stuff. Oh my God.
So of course though, if you do want to see these episodes early, if you go to bigsandwich.co, you can sign up. There's a bonus podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a regular podcast, but it's got an ad-free feed, The Weekly Planet. We do that every week, don't we?
That's right, there's movie commentaries.
Movie commentaries. Check it out if you want. You obviously don't have to. But if you've got a suggestion for what you want us to watch or listen or do or play or read, leave it below.
That's right.
We'll look at
experience. It. Experience.
Yeah, what could we experience?
Ice cream.
What kind of episode? Well, that would be one of the ones we put out after we die, I think.
Just us eating ice cream and being like, ah, oh, I wish this day could last forever. Oh no, the ice cream was poisoned. Ah, I'm glad we got this on camera. Ah,
Claire. I need you to take this hard drive to bed. Anyways, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Have a great time doing whatever you're up to. Stay safe.
That's right. Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.